Jordan Perry.
Hello, my name is Edward from Metro Research. We're conducting a poll of people's opinions toward public affairs and current events, and this number was selected at random. Are you registered to vote at this address?
I am, yes.
Okay. Are you registered as a Democrat, Republican, or something else?
Independent.
Independent. Okay. What are the chances she will vote in November general elections for president, Senate, Congress, and other offices? Are you certain to vote? Would you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50? Or you will not vote?
Yeah, I will vote 100%.
Okay. Certain to vote.
As a law.
Okay. Would you please tell me your age?
50.
50. In Florida, the media describes people as either black or African-American, Anglo or white, or Hispanic. How would you describe yourself?
I'm African-American.
African-American. Generally speaking, do you feel that the things here in Florida are headed in the right direction or the wrong direction?
There's some things that haven't that's headed in the right direction, and then there's some things that need work. Some of the laws or things that's being banned, things of that nature. So I think there's some good things, and then there's some things that need work.
I see your point. Thank you for being so honest. Thinking about elections for Congress, would you vote for the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate?
I don't know. I'm still on the fence.
Still on the fence. Okay. Let me ask you, if you don't mind, if you're undecided, would you lean towards the Democratic Party or the Republican Party?
I'm still not sure. The independent has more things that I have to listen and read and research before I make my final decision. So
okay.
I haven't made quite a decision yet.
Oh, okay, don't worry, then. I would like to ask you your impressions on some people and organizations you may have heard of. As I read each one, please tell me whether you have a very favorable opinion or somewhat favorable opinion, somewhat unfavorable, or a very unfavorable opinion towards them. If you then recognized one of them, that's okay. Just let me know. Here's the first one. How favorable do you feel towards Joe Biden?
Somewhat favorable. I mean, he did some great things, and he some things that he dropped the ball in, but, you know.
Somewhat favorable. Okay.
You know, yeah, somewhat favorable.
That's good. What about Democrats in Congress?
Again, somewhat favorable. That's a lot of things that they brought into the floor that I'm still not 100% sure that I'm for them. But I would say somewhat favorable as well.
Okay, yeah, somewhat favorable is a valid answer. He's within the options, so perfect. What about Darren Soto?
I'm sorry, who's that?
Darren Soto, S-O-T-O.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I believe, so I'll say somewhat favorable, though I still feel like there's more that I need to see him do.
Okay. What about Donald Trump?
Trump did some great things. There's a lot of things that I felt like, I feel like a lot of things that he needs to be held accountable with, when he was president.
Okay.
And there's a lot of he has a lot of legal situations that's happening. So I just want to know. You know, but I guess once he is become, if or when he's become president, then those legal woes probably will go away. But I'm on the fence with him as well, because you know, that's some good things he did while he was in office. And then there are some things that, you know, as American, I'm not so proud of.
Okay. Okay. Great. So let's see. In that situation, how favorable will you feel towards him?
You say how favorable?
Mm-hmm. Favorable or favorable? It's up to you.
I don't know. I need more time to be able to see maybe him and VP Harris maybe debate to kind of talk about the issues and kind of get away from, to get away from all the negative ads and things of that nature. I really want to hear them to talk about the issues, and that will determine who I will vote for.
So yet no rating, right? For him, Donald Trump, no rating yet. That's okay.
Mm-mm.
What about the Republicans in Congress?
Republicans in Congress. So as an African American, you know, there's some things that I'm not too happy with. A lot of, you know, with the possibility of banning the Department of Education, banning books, taking rights for women. I know the Republicans are for that, and I'm not for that. You know, I feel like every woman should have a right to choose. And so, I'm probably will lean towards Democrat when it comes to that, those issues only. But there are some issues that kind of will fix the economy because we are in inflation right now that I do agree with Republicans with. So I'll be in favor of the Republicans in that aspect. It really depends. That's the reason why I'm just split the middle.
That depends?
Good things, I think.
Okay. Gotcha then. Thomas Kalifu?
Sorry, say that again?
Sure. What about Thomas Kalifu? Or Kalifua, depending on how you pronounce it.
Republican?
If you don't know him, that's okay.
No, hold on.
Okay. What about Project 2025?
I'm totally against that.
Okay.
I'm totally against that. That's one of the things that I that's the reason why I lean towards more of a Democrat and get a rate with. As an African American, that's a total insult to me, and you know, just a lot of those laws that will be in place will bring us back, and I don't agree with Project 2025 at all. Period.
Okay. So very unfavorable. You don't like him at all. Okay, that's good. But you're like Bryce Twins of Apple. What about Ron DeSantis?
Like I said, DeSantis has done some great things as an employee for the state. I love the infrastructures. I love some of the things that he's done to help the economy. I do not like the banning of books. I do not like it against the reproductive women not having the right to choose. That's something that I don't like. And so that's the reason why I'm split in the middle with DeSantis, because I do like some of the things he's done as far as the economy and infrastructures, but not against some of his other laws that was passed. So, and then some of the voter suppressions that I don't totally agree with as well.
Makes a lot of sense. Thanks for letting me know what you honestly think about the situation. So in this case, if you have to choose, of course, you can choose between favorable or unfavorable, or again, you don't have a rate. And if you don't have one, that's okay. Just let me know. How favorable do you feel towards him, or if you have no rating, just let me know.
Who are we talking about?
About Ron DeSantis.
Oh, DeSantis. Oh. Mm-hmm. I don't have a rating because of that. Because of Yeah, I just don't have a rating for the Saints at the moment.
And by last, Kamala Harris.
Okay. Oh, you want to know the rating?
Yes, if you feel favorable, somewhat favorable, unfavorable, or very unfavorable.
You know what? I'm going to give her a benefit of the doubt because as vice president, she has little to no power, and a lot of people feel like, oh, she didn't do anything as a VP, but VP does not have any power. It's the president, it's Congress. So I want to give her the benefit of the doubt. And but I do want to hear more of her policy. And that's the reason why I'm not 100% favorable of her, because I need to know her policies. You know, I need to know if she's going to help bring ceasefire up in Gaza. You know, some of those things. You know, I'm questioning. And I know she somewhat probably
need to know more.
During the DNC, she answers some questions, but I still need to know. I would love to. You know, watch the debate between her and Donald Trump, and that will make my determination.
Okay. So even though you don't feel 100% sure, in your case towards him, do you feel very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Towards Kamala?
Yes.
Somewhat favorable.
Somewhat.
Not 100% favorable. Yes. If it's something that kind of turns me off, then I can go the other way. But just because, I want someone... You know, I'll give her benefit of the doubt because I don't, she's done some great things as VP, but I just want to know as president if she's able to carry out some of the things that she's promising. And, and also I would need her to not, I want to talk about the issues. I don't want her talking about Donald Trump records. I think everyone knows Donald Trump records. I feel that she needs to kind of spread out, okay, what her plans are as president, and not just
okay.
Pitch out the gun. So, yeah.
Okay, awesome. That's really good, actually. I do like the way you think. You're making decisions by feelings, but you're actually being very rational. And that's good.
Yeah.
That's really good. With that being said, thinking about the job Joe Biden is doing as president, do you strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove? Mm-hmm.
I somewhat approve of his rating.
Somewhat approve. Okay.
Yeah, somewhat approve. You know, I love the fact that he, forgive some of the loan as a former student. My loan's forgiven. So that, I gotta give him kudos for that.
That's good for you.
Because my loan was forgiven. And so, but, some other things that I feel like, that's questionable.
Okay.
I'll say somewhat favorable based on, some that and other things, some of the things that he has, was able to accomplish. But, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's good. I'm totally impartial, but I'm happy to hear that you don't have a student debt. That's very high. So it's very expensive.
So I'm happy to know that
you're totally free from that.
That's a good thing. Especially if you're trying to get ahead and trying to, you want to, build more for the future. That's something that's totally out the way. And,
Sorry for interrupting. I didn't mean to cut you off, but thinking about the job Darren Soto is doing as a congressman from this district, do you strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Who's that again?
Darren Soto. He's the congressman from this
Soto?
District. Mm-hmm.
So,
yes.
Probably not me. I'm not in South Florida, though.
That's okay, then. Okay. So, for him, would you say that you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or somewhat disapprove?
Well, I would say I don't have a review because I'm not familiar yet. Mm-hmm.
Totally understandable. If the elections for president were held today and the candidates were Donald Trump, the Republican, and Kamala Harris, a Democrat, which one do you think you would vote for?
If it was right now, today?
Mm-hmm. Yes, if
those
were
because I don't know.
Well, if you're undecided, would you lean more towards Donald Trump or towards Kamala Harris?
It's a good one. Ooh. Harlan. Can I skip? I don't know.
You undecided? Okay. That's okay. No worries. I would like to ask you about the United States Senate elections. If those elections were held today, and if the candidates were Rick Scott, the Republican, and Debbie Morgershall Power, the Democrat, which one do you think he will vote for?
Hold on. So can you repeat that one more time? Sorry.
Sure. If the elections for United States Senate were held today, and the candidates were Rick Scott, the Republican, and Debbie Morgershall Powell, the Democrat, which one do you think he will vote for?
Rick Scott, not a huge fan, so I have to go Democrat.
Rick Scott, okay. And if the elections for United States Congress were today, and the candidates were Thomas Colifu, the Republican candidate, and Darren Soto, the Democratic candidate, which one do you think he will vote for?
Yeah, I'm on the fence with that because I don't, you know,
okay.
Of the photo,
okay.
It would be unfair. And since I'm not a Republican nor I'm a Democrat, I have to say neutral.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Again, if you have to choose, would you lean more towards Thomas Colifu or towards Darren Soto? If you're still undecided, just say so. That's okay.
Yeah, I'm undecided. I'm undecided.
Okay. Assuming now, and this might be something actually that will call your attention, there will be also an amendment for the Constitution on the ballot. One constitutional amendment is titled Amendment to Limit Government Interference with Abortion, and this is how it reads. No law shall prohibit, penalize, delay, or restrict abortion before viability or when necessary to protect the patient's health, as determined by the patient's healthcare provider. This amendment does not change the legislature's constitutional authority to require notification to a parent or guardian before a minor has an abortion. Would you vote yes to support the amendment or no to oppose it?
So the amendment saying basically the decision will be left off to the parent or guardian, is what you're saying?
That is, the amendment does not change the legislature constitutional authority to require notification to a parent or guardian before a minor has an abortion. However, it states that no law shall prohibit, penalize, delay, or restrict abortion before viability or when necessary to protect the patient's health, and that is determined by the patient's healthcare provider. So at the end, it actually depends on the provider itself.
Okay.
If you're undecided, would you lean more towards yes to support it or no to oppose it?
I guess I would lean because, like I said, I'm for women's reproductive rights.
Mm-hmm.
So if I am for women reproductive rights, then I should be against it, right? I think
it should be yes to support it because
support,
the amendment
yeah.
is saying that no law should prohibit, penalize, delay, or restrict abortion.
Yeah. Yep. So I will be for it because I am also
okay.
Women's rights to choose. Yep.
Okay. I know that you like to know more about certain candidates. I would like to read you two brief statements about two of the candidates for Congress. The first one is Colonel Thomas Colifu, and it says, Colonel Thomas Colifu is an experienced business owner and decorated military veteran who served for over 30 years. Colonel Colifu will put America first by enforcing the laws necessary for securing the border against the out-of-control flow of illegal immigrants, fight for fiscal responsibility by cutting wasteful government spending, and make us independent from foreign energy sources. Colonel Colifu will take his experience as a small business and a multi-million dollar enterprise leader to continue to grow opportunities in our community. The next one is regarding Darren Soto. It says, Darren Soto is the current congressman for Central Florida. Soto is an experienced legislator who works tirelessly to deliver for Central Florida. He worked to pass bipartisan legislation that expands health care for veterans exposed to burn pits and toxic substances. Soto also helped force a law that caps the price of insulin to $35 for those on Medicare, so families don't have to choose between life-saving medication and paying the bills. Soto will always fight against efforts to cut Social Security or make healthcare more expensive for Central Florida families. If the elections for United States Congress were held today, and the candidates were Thomas Colifu, the Republican candidate, and Aaron Soto, the Democratic candidate, which one do you think he will vote for?
It's not like, just based on a description, probably
yes.
Towards Soto.
Okay. This is something that I already know your answer based on what you've been telling me, but still, I don't want to make any assumptions. Which of the following issues do you think is the most important for Congress to focus their attention on right now? The first one says, bringing down rent prices. Second, promoting traditional values in school. Third, making owning a home more affordable. Fourth, tackling crime and improving public safety. Fifth, creating jobs and increasing wages in Central Florida. Sixth, lowering grocery prices. Seventh, protecting reproductive freedom. Eighth, protecting Social Security and Medicare. Ninth, making healthcare more affordable for working families. 10th, ending the gun violence epidemic. 11th, improving I-4 and traffic congestion in Central Florida.
Yeah.
12th, lowering inflation and gas prices. And by last, securing our border.
Oh my God, that's a lot. All the matters.
Everything is important, I know.
But you know, need more jobs for sure. If I was to put it in order, I don't know. I think, you know, people need jobs, especially because of the economy and the inflation.
Your most important and your second most important.
And definitely,
I know, it's a tough one.
Well, okay, jobs and healthcare for sure.
Job and healthcare, okay.
Because you need to work for sure in order to make a living. And then in order for folks to take care of themselves, you know, in order for you to go to work, you have to have help. And then, you have to see that if there's, things that need to be caught, then, you know, that people won't be denied. So I think those two will be the most up there.
Okay.
The other things can be worked out.
Yeah, I agree. I didn't mean to interrupt, my sincere apologies, but I wanted to make a clarification on the second most important for you. There are two that are very similar. The first one says protecting Social Security and Medicare, and the other one is making healthcare affordable for working families. Out of those two, which one would you pick?
Yeah, making healthcare affordable.
Okay, great. Now, to get you more familiarized, let me read you some reasons people give for voting for a candidate for the U.S. Congress. Assuming that each of these is accurate, please tell me how convincing a reason you think it will be to vote for that candidate. And you can choose between it will be very convincing, only somewhat convincing, or it will have no virtual effect on your decision. The first one says, Darren Soto helped bring down prices for prescription drugs and cap out-of-pocket costs for seniors, and is working to lower healthcare costs for everyone. That, for you, is very convincing, somewhat convincing, or no effect?
Oh, that's very convincing.
Very convincing. Okay. Following says, Soto has worked to keep our communities safe from dangerous criminals. Soto supports common sense gun laws backed by sheriffs, and has brought home tens of millions of dollars for our local law enforcement and provided funding to the largest increase of agents in Border Patrol history, hiring 22,000 new Border Patrol agents to crack down on fentanyl and illegal entry. That for you is very convincing, somewhat convincing, or no effect?
It's convincing. It's convincing. I'll say convincing.
Somewhat or very convincing?
I don't want to say very. I'll say somewhat convincing. Yes.
Somewhat. Okay. Darren Soto opposes any policy that will allow the government to monitor a woman's pregnancy and make medical decisions for her. That's very convincing, somewhat convincing, or no effect?
Can you repeat that? I'm sorry.
Sure. Darren Soto opposes any policy that will allow the government to monitor a woman's pregnancy and make medical decisions for her.
Yep, that's very convincing.
Okay. The following three are regarding Thomas Colifu. The first one says, Thomas Colifu is a fiscal conservative who will rein it out of control federal spending, excessive stimulus packages, and supply chain disruptions that are fueling inflation and hurting working families. For you, that's very convincing, somewhat convincing, or no effect?
No, somewhat convincing.
Somewhat, okay. Thomas Colifu will put an end to the border crisis that's filling our community with dangerous criminals who take advantage of Joe Biden's and Kamala Harris' open borders policy. That's very convincing, somewhat convincing, or no effect?
Somewhat convincing, yeah.
Okay. And the last one regarding Thomas Colifu, it says, Thomas Colifu will support the Trump-backed American First policies that prioritize American citizens. As a veteran who served for over 30 years, Colifu will make sure we take much better care of those who have served and worked to solve veteran homelessness. That's very convincing, somewhat convincing, or no effect?
It's convincing.
Okay. Very or somewhat convincing?
In regards to veterans, right?
Yes.
Yes, very, very convincing.
Okay. Now, do you have heard a little bit more? If the elections for United States Congress were today and the candidates were Thomas Colifu, the Republican candidate, and Darren Soto, the Democratic candidate, which one do you think you will vote for? If you're still undecided, just let me, if you will lean towards Thomas Colifu or towards Darren Soto.
Oh, out of the Soto and the other candidate?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, I'll probably lean towards, I think I would say maybe more convincing of the Soto's policy than the other candidate, so.
Oh, Soto's. Okay.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, if I had to vote today, probably lean towards it.
Well, the following statement might change your mind. It's okay if it doesn't, but sometimes in this type of service, it happens. I would like to read you some statements about the candidates running for the U.S. Congress. Again, assuming that each of the following statements is accurate, I would like you to please tell me if this causes you to have serious doubts, some doubts, or if this statement doesn't make any effect on your decision to vote. Here's the first one. Darren Soto has been a rubber stamp for the failed Biden-Harris policies that have made gas prices skyrocket and made life more expensive for Central Florida families. He even made life harder for working families by voting for tax increases that targeted our small businesses. For you, that brings some serious doubt, some doubt, or no effect?
That'll bring some, some serious doubt. Yeah.
Okay. While Colifu says he was a successful business owner, he and his companies owed over $15 million, leading to multiple bankruptcies and multi-million dollar foreclosures. For you, that brings some doubt, serious doubt, or no effect.
And who is representing this? The photo?
This is regarding Thomas Colifu.
Oh, yeah, that's serious doubt,
Okay.
Yeah, if it has something to do with if he's trying to impact the economy and You know, bankruptcy, that's not a good combination.
That ain't
so.
Good. Okay. Thanks for your answer. Just a few more statements and some statistical questions, and I'll let you go. I really want to thank you for your time. Despite having a personal fortune in the hundreds of millions of dollars, Thomas Caulfield continues taking Social Security and veteran paychecks, while his backers fight for abolishing Social Security and cut support programs for veterans who are in need. For you, that brings serious doubt, some doubt, or no effect.
So, okay, you just want to repeat that. So he's
sure.
taking Social Security. He said cutting Social Security, and he's implementing it to veterans who are in need.
This one I can't put my words. I will just read it back to you. It says, despite having a personal fortune of hundreds of millions of dollars, Thomas Caulfield continues taking Social Security and veteran paychecks, while his backers fight to abolishing Social Security and cut support
mm-hmm.
programs for veterans
oh.
who are in need.
Well, that's a no-go. I mean, yeah, that's so. What was the mm-hmm. what was the choice?
The options are serious doubt, some doubt, or no effect.
Oh, serious doubt.
Serious doubt.
That's not right.
Okay.
Yeah, that's not right.
The next one is regarding Darren Soto. It says, Darren Soto has supported failed immigration policies that have led millions of criminals cross our borders and make our communities less safe. Since being elected, Darren Soto has made our lives harder, not easier, and we can't trust him with another term in Congress. That brings serious doubt, some doubt, or no effect.
Well, yeah, safety is important. So, yeah, that brings me serious doubt as well.
Serious doubt. Okay, just two more. Thomas Caulfield stands with Republicans who support government intervention in people's private healthcare decisions. They want to ban abortion nationwide, restrict access to IVF, and support government surveillance of pregnant women.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry. This brings
mm-hmm.
serious doubt, some doubt, or no effect.
Serious doubt. Again,
serious
against man
okay.
abortion. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And the last one is regarding also Thomas Caulfield. It says he blames excessive stimulus packages for record inflation, but his companies took $160,000 in PPP loans for even during the pandemic.
No, I can't trust him. I can't trust this guy with money. Bankruptcy, stealing PPP loans. No, man. How can I trust a guy with the economy if he he's pocketing the money or filing bankruptcy? So, yes.
That's
yes,
your
serious
point.
Doubt.
Serious doubts. Okay. Now that you have heard a little bit more, if the elections for United States Congress were today and the candidates were
mm-hmm.
Thomas Caulfield, the Republican candidate, and Darren Soto, the Democratic candidate, which one do you think you will vote for?
Well, even though I did say some serious doubt for the Soto, especially allowing people from across the border who enter into the neighborhood and,
mm-hmm.
You know, which can be, you know, dangerous for, you know, for innocent people and public safety, I still would have to go lean towards him because, I mean, I think that's something that can be fixed, but the other candidate on the Republican side is like, I mean, you can't trust him with money, you can't trust him to create jobs, and so that's a huge problem. And for people, especially during this time, during inflation, when people need jobs, I can't trust that guy.
Okay, yeah, the economy is hard right now. So in your case, you're still leaning towards Darren Soto, just to make sure.
Correct.
Okay. The next question are only for statistical purposes. What is your primary source for national and political news? We have the options Orlando Sentinel, El Nuevo Dia, Talk Radio, cable news networks, local network affiliates like CBS, ABC, NBC, Fox, Univision, Telemundo, Mega TV, America TV, or maybe your local newspaper, or probably internet-based news sources, and by last, social media apps or services. If older, you can specify.
I do a lot of national, but I also do a lot of local too. I do a lot of talk radio. Specifically, the local NPR stations and national NPR stations. But I also, you know, dabble into CNN, a little Fox, MSNBC. You know, I dabble in all kinds to get different perspectives. So I'm just not just on, you know, listen to one narrative. You know, I listen to different narratives that's out there, and then I make my own decision.
That's good. Well, with that in consideration, out of all the sources you mentioned to me before, which one is the one you primarily use?
More talk radio, NPR,
talk radio.
Local and national.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great. And thinking back to the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for the Republican Donald Trump or Democrat Joe Biden or some other candidate?
I voted independent. I voted Jill Stein as Green Party.
Okay. The last questions are only for aesthetical purposes. What was the last grade or degree you completed in school?
Repeat that, I'm sorry.
Sure. What was the last grade or degree you completed in school? From 0 to 11th, high school degree?
College graduate.
Undergraduate. That's really good. Congratulations. We were talking about your loan before, but I just needed to make sure. Any children under the age of 18 live in your home?
Yes.
Okay. If you were to label yourself, would you say you are a liberal, moderate, conservative, your political beliefs?
I think I'm a little bit of everything. That's the reason why I'm independent, because I can't really there's some conservativeness in me, and then there's some liberal in me. I'm like getting split in the middle.
Right in the middle.
So I can't.
Okay. You can be
right
a moderate.
Because there are some policies that I agree with from conservatives from the right, and there are some policies that I agree with liberals on the left, and so that's the reason why I'm independent, because I'm not either or. I'm like right in the middle, so I can't. I don't know. Moderate? I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Oh, moderate. We have liberal, conservative, or moderate. Moderate will be
I think I'm a moderate.
In the middle.
Yeah, I'm a moderate.
Okay. Awesome. This really concludes our survey. I honestly want to thank you for your time. I believe it was a very interesting survey, and I really want to thank you for all your opinions. You're a very smart person, so it was very pleasant talking to you.
Well, no problem. And this is for election committee. I didn't even ask. I just saw asking questions. Where are you calling from?
We're calling from Metro Research. We're an independent opinion research firm. So this is only for research purposes. And it's on a confidential basis. That's why I didn't ask for your name. But still, you are very kind. So thank you.
Okay. All right.
All right, then.
Okay,
I really
no
hope
problem.
You have a good night. All right.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks. Bye-bye.